the Israelites are called accurately our ancestors in the faith. So let's see what they're up to in today's first reading, the Old Testament. What are they doing? They're grumbling. They're grumbling. We are truly their descendants because we grumble, don't we? They're complaining. I can do that. Can you do that? They're afraid. They're worried. They're longing for the good old days. We also do that quite well. We are truly their descendants. In its context, it seems strange that they would grumble. They had just escaped a life of slavery. They have a capable leader named Moses who loves them, cares about them, who makes sacrifices for them. And they're on their way to a land that has been promised to them, a land of their own. So what did they do? They grumbled. How unappreciative, how juvenile, we might say. Would we ever do such a thing? I think so. We do. We are blessed with the opportunity to get a great education, for example. Something that most people in the world would love to have. And many of us grumble about teachers or assignments or having to go to class at all. We're blessed with employment. Yes, blessed. The opportunity to work, to make a living, to have a career, to use our talents. We have a strong economy right now. Very low unemployment, and yet, if we look, it's quite easy to grumble about our bosses or our employees or our co-workers or having to go to work at all. We're blessed with food in abundance, good food, nutritious food, sometimes fast food, a rich variety of food, aisle upon aisle of food. We probably throw away more food than we eat. And yet, we find a way to grumble about having to stand in line too long for a reservation or wait too long at the Bonds Market or Albertsons or at the drive-through lane. We're blessed with the opportunity to believe, to worship God when and where and when, however we want. And some of us grumble about the parking, or the music, or the homily, or the temperature, or having to go to church at all. Not any of you, of course. But I heard there are people in other parishes who complain about those very things. This homily is not meant to be a guilt trip. Just a reality check. I'm quite aware that I do my own share of grumbling and complaining. And yet we are so blessed, so blessed. In the gospel last week, we saw Jesus looking out at the crowd, having pity on them because they were like sheep with no shepherd. He saw their hungers, and it wasn't just for food, but he fed them. They hungered for so much more than that, and so he taught them. He fed them with his teaching, with his wisdom, with words of hope, words from God. As this story continues to develop over the next three Sundays, we will see that people pursuing Jesus always want more. And when he offers them more, himself, they grumble at that. As bread that comes down from heaven, as food that never perishes, food for the life of the world, when he tells them, I am the bread, For many, he has overstepped the line. As we shall see, as the story moves through the grumbling and the debates and the rejection, there's also going to be some who walk away. Even some who had been with him for a long time, they suddenly have had enough and walk away. We must not miss the lesson of these Gospels. There are hungry people everywhere in the world, and they must be fed, and we must have a hand in that. But the deepest meaning of this Gospel is that food and drink and shelter, although they are essential for human existence, we need more than that. Jesus did not come to give us a new philosophy of life. He came to change lives. He came to stir up hearts. And he did. He tells us today, do not work for what is perishable, but for what will last. Food that will endure into eternal life. Food that I will give you. We all work for something. Most of us take pride in what we do. We like the feeling of accomplishment, being part of something important. And of course, there's the practical side. We have bills to pay, kids to put through college, retirement to think about. Some of us are overwhelmed with the cost of just getting by in this world. And all of us grumble about it from time to time. We work to survive. Jesus reminds us today that the most important thing of all is that we are connected. Connected and stay connected to the one who gave us life. The God who made us and offers us imperishable food. Food that lasts. Nourishment that will last unto eternal life. And this is a food that only He can give us.